This is 10 Seconds to Happy, where a little knowledge can make a really big difference, and so can a few seconds. Hello, everyone. Today, in about 4 minutes, I am going to give you the 13 things you must know if you want to find and marry the right guy and not become a divorce statistic. Yes, many of these things could be used by guys to find the right woman as well. If you put this information to use, you will increase your odds for marital bliss tenfold. Ready? Understanding number one. A man and a woman have two different agendas as to why they pursue each other. A man's brain tells him to make babies everywhere, and a woman's brain tells her to find a man who can help her raise and protect those babies. So understand, if you are between the ages of 13 and 40, then right off the bat, you two are not on the same page. Some of this changes after 40 for obvious reasons. Understanding number two. When you first lay eyes on a guy, your reptilian brain will scan him in the blink of an eye and evaluate him if he is strong, healthy, and looks like he can protect you and your family. Your conscious mind will be scanning to see if he would be a good provider, smart, well-adjusted, and financially secure. Understanding number three. If he passes the first test, your brain will release dopamine, which is like cocaine to your brain, and you'll believe you're off to a really good start. And it would be if you were living 1,000 years ago. Understanding number four. Once he gets physically close to you, your brain will pick up his scent and determine whether or not his immune system is different enough from yours so that you would produce healthy babies. But all you will notice is feeling either more attracted, less attracted, or lukewarm. Understanding number five. Your primitive brain can easily be tricked if you're on the pill. That's right. Being on the pill will trick your body into thinking it's pregnant, and therefore look for an immune system that is similar to yours, because that represents a family member who will support you in your pregnancy. So be sure to date a man for 3 months on the pill and 3 months off the pill and see if your attraction changes. Understanding number six. The powerful emotions that will follow all of those green lights are fueled by over 100 hormones and neurochemicals that will cause you to feel like you are falling in love. Once these chemicals ignite, your once sensible and reasonable mind will not be functioning with clarity. This is a key area you need boundaries in, or you will fall in love with the wrong one by becoming so addicted to the wonderful buzz that you will ignore everything that could be wrong with him. And as you may know, this ignites really fast, because everything in your genetics and reptilian brain pushes you toward finding a mate. Understanding number seven. Having no boundaries means you give yourself permission to feel really good around him. You will allow him to make you feel wonderful. Now, right here is where everything changes. You make a conscious decision to seek his compliments, gifts, adoration, caring, and listening. You will see if he brings out the best in you. You'll love it if he's powerful or has powerful connections, and then you will most likely dive headfirst. Does Donald Trump really think those chicks love him for that hairdo? This is why groupies flock to rock stars like moth to a flame. So be aware of the lure of power. Now, staying aware of what is happening in your brain and understanding that it is not some cosmic divine connection, but simply chemicals, will help you maintain your objectivity if you then put the following boundaries in place. Understanding number eight. Boundaries are, you ready? Not having sex and not being too vulnerable when you are around him until you have discussed the following issues: children, money, sex, fidelity, in-law boundaries, shared household responsibilities, and alcohol and drug overindulgence. If you feel it is too early in your relationship to have those conversations, but not too early to have sex, then your priorities are reversed. If you are serious about finding the right guy, then you have to have these conversations beforehand. This is why marriages crash and burn. But if you still feel funny segueing into these little conversations, just remember this. These conversations and questions are all addressed in simple roommate agreements. Understanding number 9. Until you have the answers to the above questions, you have no business taking your guard down, removing the boundaries, and allowing him to make you feel awesome. Otherwise, it is the equivalent of trying to take your SATs while you are drunk, because once those chemicals are in play, you will have very little common sense, reasonability, or objectivity. For those of you who have been in love, you know what I'm talking about. Understanding number 11. If you want to marry the right guy, and who doesn't, you cannot date the wrong guy just for convenience. If you spend time cuddling and having sex, it will release oxytocin and dopamine, then causing you to think you are falling in love with him, which then leads to the reasoning, hey, he isn't so bad, I could do worse. This is not the benchmark, ladies. You will ignore all of the warning signs because you will do anything to keep that buzz. Understanding number 12. Will he cheat on you? The million-dollar question we all wish we knew ahead of time. Well, science now knows that it is wired into his genes. A man's ability to be monogamous and be more attentive as a father is known by looking at their vasopressin receptor gene. It comes in 17 lengths, and the longer it is, the better. So that's the size you should be concerned with. Thinking someone will change or stop that behavior just because they are in love with you is pure ignorance. Now, can you battle genetics? Absolutely. Science now knows that your genetics and DNA can be altered with outside influences. However, understanding number 13. You are never going to change him. Only he can change him. Please remember this. A typical man marries a woman and hopes she will never change. But when a woman marries a man, she is hoping that he will someday change. On average, women grow and change most of their lives. Having a partner who never wants to evolve or grow as a person can leave you feeling empty and frustrated. So if he isn't into it now, don't expect him to be later. What you see is what you will get. That's it for now. Hopefully you will avoid some common mistakes and find the guy who is just right for you. So don't lose hope. Keep your eyes open and pay attention to what's going on in your head. As always, I am available for questions or one-on-one sessions. Be sure to check out all of my other podcasts and always send me your comments. I love to read them. Thanks and have an awesome day.